This is a self-hypnosis tape designed to help people to stop smoking. Of course, you will not use this tape while driving an automobile. It is best to use it at some time during the day when you have a few moments to relax. So close your eyes and take a comfortable position, because in order to relax, you must be in a relaxed position. Reach a state similar to the one you experience between being awake and drifting into natural sleep. Don't question, don't analyze, and above all, don't help me put you into a state of hypnosis, because the only part of you that can be hypnotized is the subconscious mind, and conscious efforts of the mind will only produce equal and opposite results. The intentional production of hypnosis depends upon the decreasing of organized brain activity. This can be done effectively by decreasing the input to the conscious mind. Eye closure or limitation of vision decreases input. The disregard of all other sounds but the sound of my voice decreases input. Relaxation of the body decreases the number of signals the mind is receiving from the muscles of the body. If you can be induced to stop thinking, there is a profound decrease in organized brain activity. Except for a moment that only two things exist in the universe: the space occupied by your body and the sound of my voice. Focus your attention, like the beam of a flashlight, on the sound of my voice, without giving any heed to the contents of my words. Begin by relaxing the muscles of your feet. Let every muscle fiber let go. Become slack and loose. Loose and limp. Limp and numb. Numb and heavy. Feel all the tension and stress leaving the muscles of your feet. Continue with the muscles of your legs. Feel them letting go, becoming numb and slack, slack and detached, detached and soft, soft and benumbed. Feel your legs and feet becoming heavy and warm. The muscles of your thighs are strong, and you relax them in identical manner as all the other muscles. Just let them rest. Eliminate even the tone of these muscles. Allow them to become slack and heavy, heavy and limp, limp and free and detached, soft and loose. As you release all tension from this part of your body, relax your conscious mind as you release all tension and stress from the muscles of the body, and feel yourself begin to go deeper and deeper and deeper into a relaxed hypnotic state, deeper and deeper. Just let go. The area of the hips is a constant source of tension and stress. Just let your hips let go, as if they were flattening out upon the surface on which they rest. Disconnect all the different muscles. Let them become flaccid and numb. Numb and slack. Slack and detached and limp as they let go and rest. Let your conscious mind rest too. Don't question or analyze. Just drift deeper and deeper and deeper into a state of mental relaxation. The muscles of your abdomen are constantly on the job of containing the viscera. This is a good opportunity to let them take a break and rest. So just let them become limp and slack. Let them feel free, detached, and warm. As you relax the different muscles of the body, and as they rest and relax, their requirements become greatly reduced, and the internal organs will also rest. The rate of your breathing and heartbeat will slow down. Your breathing will become abdominal and shallow. All your organs are relaxing to the utmost as you drift into a more profound and deeper state of hypnosis. Let go and let yourself sink deeper and deeper and deeper into hypnosis. Feel the muscles of the small of your back following the same pattern of relaxing. Feel them becoming lax and limp and free. Feel them letting go. Rest your mind and sink deeper and deeper into hypnosis. Deeper and deeper. Relax the muscles of your chest and back. Allow all of them to become loose and slack. Slack and limp and numb. All tension and stress leaving this part of your body. As you relax new areas of the body, the ones we have already relaxed will continue to increase their relaxation to a point when we begin to become unaware of these parts of the body. Eventually, you will reach a state when you become pure mind and no body. Just let yourself go and drift one notch deeper into hypnosis. Deeper and deeper into hypnosis. Let your shoulders flatten out against the surface upon which they rest. Allow all the muscles to become limp, to release all tension and stress, to become numb and loose, loose and slack and lax. Heavy and detached, and then experience this feeling slowly flowing down to relax the muscles of your upper arms and through the elbows to make all the muscles of your forearms numb and soft, soft and flabby as it continues through the wrists. To relax the muscles of the hands and fingers. All these fibers becoming numb and detached, free and soft as you drift deeper and deeper into relaxed hypnosis. Continue by relaxing the muscles of your neck Feel every one of these fibers letting go of all tension, becoming slack and heavy, becoming limp and numb, numb and soft and pliable, as you drift deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper into relaxed hypnosis. Just release and let things happen as they happen. Now we're going to relax the muscles of your scalp. Just feel these thousands of muscles becoming flabby and loose. Feel them resting. Feel them becoming placid to a point where your scalp just feels like something that is only covering the back part of your skull. Like a wig, or a cap or hat. You are reaching a state of total relaxation, drifting deeper and deeper into hypnosis, deeper and deeper and deeper relaxed. Your face is like a mass of jelly-like substance, and as you relax the muscles of your forehead, the muscles of your cheeks and eyes, these parts become flabby and soft. Soft and numb. Numb and limp, and slowly sink into that jelly-like mass. Let go and become more and more relaxed. Let the muscles of your nose, lips, and jaws follow the same procedures and notice that they become lax and detached, detached and numb as they also vanish into that jelly-like mass. Relax the muscles of your ears and feel them becoming loose and limp as they hang free and detached at the sides of your head. Just continue letting go entirely and drift deeper and deeper into hypnosis. Deep, relaxed hypnosis. I want you to visualize as vividly as you can the scene I am about to describe. You are walking along the beach. It is mid-July. It is very, very warm. It is 5 o'clock in the afternoon. The sun has not yet begun to set, but it is getting low on the horizon. The sun is a golden, blazing yellow. The sky a brilliant blue, the sand a dazzling, glistening white in the sunlight. Feel the cold, wet, firm, hard-packed sand beneath your feet. Taste and smell the salt in the air. There's a residue of salt deposited on your lips from the ocean spray. You can taste it if you lick your lips. Hear the beating of the waves, the rhythmic lapping to and fro, back and forth of the water against the shore. Hear the far-off cry of a distant gull as you continue to walk. You are drifting deeper and deeper into hypnosis, sinking deeper and deeper and deeper. You come to a sand dune, a mound of pure white sand. Covering the mound are bright yellow buttercups, deep pink moss roses. You sit down on its crest and look out to sea. The sea is like a mirror of silver, reflecting the sun's rays, a mass of pure white light. And you are gazing intently into this light. As you continue to stare into the sun's reflection of the water, you begin to see flecks of violet, darting spots of purple intermingled with the silver. Everywhere there is silver and violet. There's a violet line along the horizon, a violet halo around the flowers. Now the sun is beginning to set. With each movement, with each motion of the sun into the sea, you become deeper and deeper relaxed. The sky is slowly turning crimson, scarlet, pink, amber, gold, orange as the sun sets. You are engulfed in a deep purple twilight of velvety blue haze. You look up into the night sky. It is a brilliant, starry night. The beating of the waves, the smell and taste of the salt, the sea, the water, the sky. And you feel yourself carried upward and outward into space, one with the universe. And now, I'm going to count from 1 to 3. And with every count that I take, you are going to drift one notch deeper into a profound, relaxed hypnotic trance. 1. Sinking deeper and deeper into hypnosis. 2. Deeper and deeper. 3. Deep, relaxed hypnosis. And as I continue talking to you, you will let the sound of my voice increase the depth of your hypnotic trance. You will pay no attention to the contents of my words, going deeper and deeper into hypnosis. At one time in your life, you decided to begin smoking. You got a package of cigarettes and began to smoke. The first cigarette you did not enjoy. It may have produced a feeling of dizziness, but nevertheless, you persisted and repeated your smoking until you began to smoke unconsciously and automatically. You transferred the action from the conscious to the subconscious mind. And then you began to respond to conditions and situations that acted as switches and made you reach for that cigarette and begin to smoke. Now every time that you had a cup of coffee, you lit a cigarette. Every time you answered the phone, a cigarette was in your mouth, and you will be able to identify a whole lot of other switches that made you smoke. I am not going to tell you the effects that smoking has upon your body, because maybe you know them as well as I do. But I am going to point out a few things that maybe you are unaware of. The first one is that 75% of each cell in your body is made up of oxygen, and this oxygen is picked up by your blood system from your lungs. When you smoke, you are introducing over 70 chemicals into your body, and these chemicals precipitate in your lungs. And if you can visualize the secretion of mucus that occurs in your lungs to protect its tissue, You can visualize what a mess exists in this area of your body. I want you to realize too that as you stop smoking, these deposits will also cease, and every cell in your lung that dies because of age is going to be replaced by a brand new cell, which is perfect. In about a month and a half, all the cells in your lungs will be new cells, unaffected by smoking. And consequently, the cells in your body will now be receiving the total amount of oxygen they require. I'm going to go into your subconscious mind, just like a dentist goes into your mouth, and I'm going to remove from it the entire program of smoking, so that from this moment on, you are restored to your natural state of being a non-smoker, of being totally healthy in every way. With that comes a tremendous sense of freedom. The freedom to sit wherever you want to in a restaurant. The freedom to sit wherever you want to on an airplane. The freedom of knowing that there is not a single negative habit or attitude or belief that is restricting you in any way. Smoking seems like a foggy, hazy dream, something that you can barely remember, and it feels so good to be healthy. People around you may be smoking, but that is something that they choose to do, and you choose not to do. Every cigarette would be as distasteful as that very first cigarette. And you know that you are choosing health, and you are in control of your life. The subconscious mind accepts as real those mental images, those mental pictures that we put into it. And so I want you to imagine once more that you are back at the beach, sitting on a blanket, enjoying the warmth of the sun, and watching the waves come in. And you're thinking about events of the recent past. How easy it was for you to stop smoking. You knew that your body had the capability of producing over 400 chemicals naturally, and so you have experienced an increased level of energy, an enthusiasm, a real zest for living, an excitement of getting up each day and knowing that that day is yours. How good it feels. You notice, too, that all of your goals are being accomplished so quickly and so easily. You merely make the decisions on a conscious level, and your subconscious mind carries out the behavior perfectly. It's as easy as deciding to walk from your kitchen to your living room. You make that decision on the conscious level, and you do not have to worry about which foot to step out first on, or how far to step, or how to keep your balance. Your subconscious mind directs your actions and behavior perfectly. And so it is for all that you want to achieve in your life. It happens for you just as easily. You notice that there is a raft next to you. Pick up the raft and go into the water. The water feels a little chilly when you first get in, but soon you become accustomed to it, and it feels so refreshing. Get on the raft and enjoy the warmth of the sun and the very gentle rocking of the waves. And as you do, you notice that life is very much like these waves, that there are conditions and situations and events that we label as good, and these may be like the crest of the wave, and that there are conditions and situations and events that we label as bad, and these may be like the ebb of the wave. But in reality, there is no good or bad. There are only events, just as there are only waves, and they are all a part of the cycle of life. And you can go through any event, through any circumstance, totally relaxed and totally in control. For you are on that raft, and that raft is the knowledge of the power of your subconscious mind, that perfect part of you that always knows what to say and what to do, that perfect intuition that you already have, and you relax and let it guide you. And should you ever feel that this feeling is slipping away from you, you can bring it back in an instant. You take a deep breath, hold it for a moment, and then say, relax. And you make an OK sign with the thumb and finger of your right hand. As you make that OK sign, all tension and stress melt from your body, and your mind becomes calm and clear, centered and focused, and you know that you are choosing health. You are choosing energy and vitality, enthusiasm for living, and a deep sense of calmness and self-confidence. In a moment, I'm going to awaken you by counting from 20 to 1. When I reach the number 1, your eyes and your head will be clear, and you will have happy, positive, constructive thoughts in your mind, with a full determination to make this therapy work for you. And each time that you are hypnotized, you will go faster and deeper into a more profound state of hypnosis. And how good it feels to share your success with those people close to you. 20, 15, 10. Your eyes wanting to open and your body wanting to stretch. 5 and 1, wide awake, fully refreshed and relaxed, feeling better than you've ever felt before.